At present, creative solutions are far more likely to focus on practical actions that can be taken to address the core challenge of sustainable development as defined earlier. In particular, in our view, they are likely to involve actions on at least four fronts. First, let me say something about conservation. We will have to invest in conservation and in reducing some of the damage done to the environment through decades of neglect. According to the Earth Policy Institute, something like $100 billion plus should be spent annually to protect topsoil and croplands, to stabilize water tables, to restore fisheries and protect biological diversity. This amount is not particularly large in relation to the size of the global economy. It is less than 0.7% of world GNP, and it is certainly not large in relation to the government bailouts and banks during the 2008 and 2009 global financial crisis. It is also less than 6% of annual world military expenditure. A key finding of the latest scientific work on climate change is that the annual cost of introducing control measures for greenhouse gases is far smaller in comparison to the potential cost of uncontrolled climate change. The United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change estimates that stabilizing greenhouses by 2030 would slow global economic growth by about 0.1% per year. The risks of inaction, however, are huge, and estimates of the economic cost associated with an increase of 2.5 degrees Celsius in temperatures suggest an economic damage of some 1.8% of global GDP annually by 2100, with some estimates going as high as 16%. Furthermore, the impact is significantly different across regions, with India and Africa being most affected. Technology. Obviously, technology can play a key role. More efficient use of energy has reduced the size of energy consumption in global GDP by more than 30% in the past 20 years. Much more can be done in this area, particularly by resort to new technologies of energy conservation and renewable energy, including greater use of solar power, wind, and alternative fuels. Of course, care must be taken not to overstate the case for new technologies, given the magnitude of the challenges that we face, particularly climate change, and the time it will take for these new technologies to have a measurable impact. Indeed, many in the scientific community think that it is quite misguided to think that a combination of greater energy efficiency and the development of appropriate green technologies will allow economic growth to continue unimpeded in coming decades. There is the additional danger that undue emphasis on technological fixes will result in complacency, since politicians will always be receptive to solutions which do not, in the end, involve sacrifices on the part of voters, such as, for instance, higher carbon taxes or, God forbid, changes in patterns of consumption or lifestyles. Defining progress in terms of technological breakthroughs that only benefit privileged minorities at the expense of the well-being of humanity as a whole and the planet itself is not only unjust, but it ignores the potential that can come from making science and technology accessible to the poor and empowering them to set their own priorities and to use technological innovation to resolve their own problems. Clearly, there is tremendous potential associated with indigenous technologies that will help communities create their own technological breakthroughs in keeping with local conditions. Strengthening communities at the grassroots has enormous potential to stimulate myriad forms of development from the bottom up. The Growth Commission report, to which I alluded earlier, lucidly defines our challenge. They said, quote, "We do not know if limits to grow exists or how generous those limits will be. The answer will depend on our ingenuity and technology, on finding new ways to create goods and services that people value on a finite foundation of natural resources. This is likely to be the ultimate challenge of the coming century. Growth and poverty reduction in the future will depend on our ability to meet it," unquote. While this technological potential undoubtedly exists in the long term, its development will require global institutional arrangements, efficiencies of governance, financial resources, and a culture of change in political and social systems, all of which are lacking at the present time. The immediate issue for sustainability is less one of ultimate limits and technological possibilities, but rather our present slow pace of change when faced with growing social and environmental challenges. We have technological solutions for most of our environmental problems, but are not applying them at anywhere near the speed necessary to avoid accelerating crises. Environmental degradation continues and social tensions are rising, especially among the young.